Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new live episode of New You City Chat. I'm Danielle Mercurio, and I will be your host for this evening. And I'm really excited about our new sponsor, Audible. That was super fun. It was the first time I played our opening. And we'll talk more about Audible later. But for right now, let's talk about me. Let's talk about the show for tonight. And let's talk about how you're going to get involved, how you're going to be able to have the opportunity to call in if you want. You can participate in any fashion. We have a lot of different options. And also find out how you can just be further engaged, your own mind, body, and heart, and take from the show tonight whatever speaks to you most. So I'm really excited. I love picking topics that are really passionate to me, that have something to do with my life personally, and I let it just kind of happen. A lot of times I let the guests come and find me, which is the case for tonight, and it just so syncs up with where I am in my life right now. So it's just that beautiful synergy that I love and is one of the reasons why I do this show. It's just beautiful. Love that good juju coming togetherness. Okay, so me, if you have not listened before to New You City Chat, I am the host, and the reason why I do it, I'm a lifestyle coach here in New York City, and my company is New You City Coaching, and we focus on the whole idea of finding you amongst the chaos in the city. A lot of people that live in cities, they're an amazing place to be, right? You can have anything you want, everything that you're in, at your fingertips, complete independence, just really, really a magical place, if you will. However, that being said, a lot of times it can be overwhelming. There are times where you actually don't know where you're doing. You're getting lost. You're having to meet new people. It can be overwhelming. What you thought you were going to do isn't panning out, or how you thought it was going to go isn't quite going your way. And so what I like to do is kind of break it all down. You take a few steps back. Think about what it is that brought you to the city, why you are still here, and what we can do moving forward. And I find that the radio show is a great platform to really talk about what's going on with you and all the different areas of your life and as they relate to your city lifestyle experience. And I've also added on a really fun piece. I'm very into astrology and tarot, and I've brought that into my coaching as well. I call them my cosmic tools. And so tonight I'm excited because we're going to have the goddess next door on, and as a part of it, I decided to bring out my goddess oracle cards. And so for tonight, I did a goddess reading, and we have the goddess of Yamanya, who is all about golden opportunities, and she says that important doors are opening for you right now, so you should walk through them. And she's this gorgeous-looking mermaid coming out of a wave, and to me, it just means that the waves are bringing in great opportunities and beautiful new things for you. And if for some reason you don't pick up what the wave has to give you right away and it recedes back into the ocean, don't worry, another wave is coming and it's going to wash right back up into your shore. There's always opportunity. There's always room for abundance. So that's going to be the theme of tonight's show. And if you want to do a goddess card reading, you can reach out to me as well, which we'll talk about later. All right, so back to tonight's show. Like I said, you can participate as well. You're more than welcome to call in with any questions you have for myself or our guests. The number is 646-716-9397. We also have a chat room available. If you are listening via our online station, which is blogtalkradio.com/lifecoachradionetwork, you scroll through, you should find a chat room that's going on right now, and you are welcome to participate. It's anonymous, so feel free to engage in any way that you would like that is positive, There are no silly questions here, so feel free to reach out that way, and I can relay any questions to our guests, or need something repeated, or anything in that way. Please use the chat room for that. You can also tweet with us. My handle is at New You City, and my guest is at Goddess Next Door, so you could definitely interact with us that way. So that being said, we're going to get into tonight's show, and it's all about learning how to realign yourself in a more vibrational way with love. And you might be thinking, what does that mean? Like, Danielle, you are getting way too woo-woo for me. Like, now you're trying to get way over my head. All I want to know is that I'm single right now, and I'm looking for a really, like, cute dude that I can go on fun dates with. And now you're talking about vibration and aligning and all this stuff. I don't know what's going on. No. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit deeper about how to kind of get beyond where we're stuck in our love life. Because clearly, whether you're in a relationship or not, there are times where you feel stuck, where you feel like you can't relate to the other person, or you can't seem to attract the type of person that you say you want. And it may be because we're just not getting deep enough. Maybe we're not figuring out enough of who we are so that we can attract the person that mirrors our true self. Maybe we're not letting us get ourselves there for a lack of knowing. Maybe it's a fear that's holding us back. Whatever it may be, find that with anything in life, the reason why we are not getting what we want is because we are blocking ourselves, we are scared, and we simply don't ask. A lot of times we say we're not getting anything, but have you ever asked? Do you ever stop and say, this is what I want? So we're just going to really take the time to explore where you might be feeling stuck, where you might be feeling lost, and how you can start to realign yourself with the things that you truly desire, and know that you actually deserve them, and know that they are meant to come your way, and learning to work with that energy. And for me personally, a little bit about me and my love life, if you're curious, I'm single myself, and I kind of got to a point earlier this summer where I just kind of wiped everything out. I was like, I'm done. I'm done with the guys that have kind of been dragging along and not really getting anywhere. It was almost like I was keeping a savings account of men and, like, you know, thinking I could just kind of withdraw when I wanted to, but it doesn't really work that way. So I just decided it's time to just empty out the bank account, start fresh, and see what happens. So right now I'm in a place where I'm very open to receive, and I'm very open to start to feel more of what I want as opposed to just getting stuff on the outside part of it. So that being said, I want to introduce us to our guest for the evening, who is a wealth of knowledge in this arena and is really going to dive into this topic with us. So, as I said, she is the Goddess Next Door, also known as Angela. With a passion to help single women manifest more love in their life, Angela Wilkinson uses her expertise in the art of love attraction to help women stop spending precious time and energy in the wrong relationship or with the wrong man. Also known as the Goddess Next Door, she combines her 10-plus years as a therapist and transformational life coach with her intuitive insights to guide clients through her powerful love spark system. Her signature love attraction program combines years of counseling and coaching plus intuitive insights to create a powerful and unique approach to dating and relationship coaching, specifically designed to help you attract your soulmate while falling more in love with yourself. So, that being said, I would like to welcome Angela to the show. Hey, Angela.
Hey, Danielle. How are you? So glad to be here.
Oh, I'm so good. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad to have you. I was so excited when we synced up because I just felt like I was saying earlier, I just feel like I always get put with the right person at the right time and exactly where we're at right now.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate hearing where you are personally with your love life. So, yeah, we'll definitely get to dive in and talk a lot about some really cool stuff.
Oh, amazing. So before I start the show, I always like to just hear a little bit more about you and how you got into what it is that you're doing now. So was there something in particular that happened that brought you into the arena of love, or just you're just really fascinated by it? Let us give us a little bit of insight.
Well, gosh, I mean, a lot of things have actually gone into it. I've always been fascinated. I've had this odd fascination with relationships and the dynamics between men and women. I just found it just so interesting how men and women relate. And I myself had many trials and tribulations when it comes to love. And so what I did is I got my master's in counseling and focused in on couples counseling. And then I did some postgraduate work in sexology, which was super fun, if you can imagine that. And, and so I was working with couples. I was working with individuals in a therapeutic setting, and I was finding myself getting really burnt out because the level of clients that I was attracting, they were really, really unhappy. And so I kind of took a step back. I stepped away from my coaching or my therapy practice, and I came across a program, a transformational life coaching program that really helped me personally transform certain aspects of my life. And so I ended up going back into the field, again, working with people in relationships, but with more of a transformational life coaching perspective. And then along my journey, I came across Law of Attraction, and I started following Esther Hicks, Abraham, and found found that was so powerful, and that's how I kind of put this all together. Just over the years, just having experiences with my own ability to manifest in whether that was in relationships or my other areas of my life, I just so found that all of that was so powerful that I put it all together.
I love it. I love it. And I really appreciate when people take the time to acknowledge the certain gifts and the certain tools that they have available and really just find a way to create this fusion, this powerful, whatever you want to call it, this force to really give someone a unique experience. So when they come to you, you're able to do more than maybe what was going on when you were just in the therapy role, when you kind of just had that cut and dry, this is what you're supposed to do back and forth, and you were finding it wasn't making them happy, it wasn't making you happy. But then when you brought in this whole new platform and gave it different levels and different faces, it seems like so much more has come from it.
Yeah, and what I found very fascinating was that with the therapy, it was more about thinking through the situation and taking that approach on looking at challenges and problems, where the transformational life coaching was going to a feeling place and really processing out the old stuff that was trapped basically inside. And I found that really fascinating how you would think that therapy, you would be talking more about the feelings. But I found that in the therapeutic setting, that was kind of not an area that a lot of therapists wanted to go. So taking it to the whole, to the feeling level, it just was a whole nother level.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I mean, it just feels that much deeper. When I think about thinking and I think about when I'm processing things, even though you're technically in your head, I feel like I'm just outside my head, outside my body. I'm not really being me. But when I'm really feeling, I feel in my body. I feel in me. And I think that's where the transformation can happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
So then how can we start to do this in our love life? How can we start to do this in our dating? One thing I noticed that is a struggle for people is their confidence levels when it comes to their love life, what we think we can deserve and what we think we're good enough for. And I'm just curious your thoughts around that area of when someone's kind of getting themselves out there and just, you know, starting to start the process. How do they keep their energy levels high and not feel deflated in the process?
Yeah, well, I think a huge piece of that is taking care of yourself and really getting in touch with what's important for you. And what is it you're really wanting in a relationship and a partner? And because it seems like there's kind of like a slippery slope where there's a tendency to settle because you find someone that you enjoy spending time with, maybe they don't fit what it is that you're looking for, but it's really easy to slip into that casual relationship situation. And I think that if you're wanting a deeper, authentic relationship, getting really clear on what's important and setting those boundaries for yourself and, you know, kind of resisting the temptation to do things that just kind of feel good, if you know what I mean. So I think that that's a really big foundation to finding the right person for you. You know, I like what you said earlier about how you kind of cleared the deck and that you let go of those guys that you knew that weren't right for you. And I think that, you know, there's a huge, huge part in if you're holding on to these other guys, they're holding up energetic space for you that you're not able to give to the partner that you're looking for.
Yes, I agree. And I would love for you to expand upon that because I think a lot of women and men do this in relationships. Like you said, we have the casual relationship, we settle. And a lot of times we say, oh, well, it's okay. You know, I'm not looking for anything serious right now, or I'll just be with this person in the meantime, but I'll be open to something else, right? And we kind of convince ourselves that this is enough. And then, like you were saying, we don't clear this energetic space. I'd love for you to elaborate on that more for some people that might not understand what that actually means.
Well, it's, you know, when you're in a casual relationship, and even if you're clear that this isn't the right person for you, there is, especially for women, some sort of emotional connection. Because just biologically, if you're having sex with someone, your body's releasing hormones and chemicals that are bonding you to this guy or this person. And so, yeah, in your head you can say, oh, well, you know, I know that I don't want to have a long-term thing with this person. I'm just kind of, you know, hanging out with them and I'm open. But you're still putting your energy into that person that, you know, and once you get emotionally attached, it's like you're giving more and more of your energy to that person or that relationship, even if it's not a true relationship. Does that make sense?
It does. And so then by freeing yourself from that, you are not only just clearing the space literally, but you're giving your emotions then and your physical body's attachment to it room to breathe and room to explore something new that is more aligned with you.
Right. Definitely. And you know, that can be difficult because we all like to feel good. We all love to have someone giving us attention and reassurance. And, you know, so that's like a real commitment you have to make to yourself. And you have to kind of decide, you know, no, I'm going to wait for that right person. And it's just part of your own personal journey when you come to that time. You know, because, you know, at different points in your life, you might not be ready for that. And that's okay. But you just have to make that decision when you are.
Yes. And what do we do? Here's the thing. And this is, you know, I was talking to a lot of people about this show tonight beforehand because I always like to get insight. And a lot of people that I'm hearing is it's the impatience. You know, they know that they should wait, right?
Yeah.
But it's hard. It's physically, mentally, emotionally, sometimes really hard to wait. And how do you help that process without kind of going a little bit crazy or feeling hopeless?
Yeah, well, again, it's taking care of yourself and really really in creating a life that you really love. Because another person is never going to complete you, and they're not going to complete your life, really. You need to be a whole person before you attract this person in, or relatively speaking, you know. So you want to be developing your other relationships, I mean, like friendships. You want to be exploring things that you enjoy to do, just expanding your life and really make it fulfilling for yourself. Because, I mean, that's the real cool thing is when you're in love with your life, if once you're feeling confident and you're doing things that you enjoy, that's what's going to help with attracting that person for you, because you will not be a needy person. You won't really need something from someone else, and that is huge when you're talking about attracting the right person versus just yet another wrong guy or wrong woman.
Yes, I love that. Creating a life you love, and that sounds for me, that sounds so much more fun than someone saying, okay, that means you have to go on Match.com now, and you have to go on all these different dates, and you have to keep putting yourself out there, and that sounds exhausting to me. It's a little bit draining, and not to say that I'm not open to it, but the alternative to saying, hey, fall in love with your life, start doing things that you enjoy, start engaging in things that you find pleasure in, and in turn, I love that you said you're not going to be needy. And so when you're not needy, you're ultimately satisfied, which is then attractive.
It's very attractive. I mean, men love women that are confident when they are enjoying life, when they're doing their life, and they don't really expect things from them. They want to just kind of add to you in your life. And so it's important to just be aware of that. And yeah, I know it's tough to, when you really want to be in a relationship, not to just try to go out and find someone. But that's kind of, if you think about like a push-pull energy, that's a pushing energy. And so you're actually pushing away what it is you want. So we're kind of getting
really interesting.
We're kind of diving into the deeper energetic, piece about it. But, when there's always one person that's moving forward and one person kind of pulling back. And so, especially for women, you don't want to be moving forward, because that's that pushing energy. We're designed to receive.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And is that why, okay, so now, wheels in my head are turning. So, okay. So I find that what happens a lot is that women like to, at least this is what I feel as a woman, we kind of automatically give men the power, almost, like the power lies with them. And, it creates all these games and different rules and whatnot. And then it's just really our instinctual nature to want to receive. Is that where that comes from?
Oh, that we want to receive, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. So therefore we give men kind of all the power because we're waiting for them to give, in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, because naturally men are the providers, women are the receivers. That's just the natural, that's where energy naturally falls. And one of the problems with us strong women these days is we take on a lot of masculine qualities. We start pursuing men. We start initiating and basically trying to conquer men because, we see someone that we want and we go out and go get them. And that, for a strong woman, really makes it challenging to attract the person that she's, it makes it challenging for her to attract a strong masculine man. Because you have to have a balance of energy.
Yes. Sorry, my wheels are turning again. So, that being said, and especially, and I know that a lot of the individuals that are listening right now are strong women and are confident women and live in the city where you do have to kind of create this shield to protect yourself and not only in your love life but in your career, in making a living, all these different things, and you become so used to that, and then you see something you want, you just get it. So with the guy, same thing, but how do you do that and understand this kind of exchange of power or the exchange of push and pull without it kind of blowing back up at you?
Yeah, well, that's where, as women, we need to learn how to receive. And what that takes is being vulnerable and surrendering, which I know for us strong women, it feels like like you're asking for them to give up everything. And they're like, no, I'm not going to surrender. Are you kidding me? But, to attract a masculine man, you want to surrender into receiving and allowing him to really show who he is. I think when we are more of the pursuers or taking on that masculine energy, we get impatient and we hurry the process. We don't allow the guy to show who he really is. And, there are lots of guys out there that have gotten really good at telling women what they want to hear. But then when it comes time to actually following through, there's a discrepancy. So they say they're going to call and then they don't. Or they say they want to get married, but they don't want to. And so women need to really allow them to show who they really are, if they're really in integrity with what they're saying.
So what are some tips to help with that? Because a lot of times, like we said, we're going back to this impatientness. Is it just going back to that whole idea of you just continue to create a life you love and being really satisfied and knowing that it's just an aspect of it right now and it will come to be as it should? Or is there more, like, is there more tools to it?
Yeah, well, that's kind of how I developed the Love Spark program. There's 5 steps to that program, and I'll just go through them really quick so everybody can kind of get a sense of what the process is. So each letter is an acronym, so each letter is a step in the process. So S is for setting the intention for love, and that's getting really clear on what it is you're looking for. And this is looking at who you need to become to attract that partner you're looking for. P is about preparing for love, and this is about letting go of those emotional ties or letting go of limiting beliefs or old patterns that are sabotaging the love that you want. And then A is aligning to love. So that is about looking at the balance between the masculine and feminine, and how is it that you can step more into your feminine and present that in relationships. And then there's R, which is about receiving love. We kind of talked about that a little bit. So allowing yourself to feel comfortable and confident in receiving the love that you deserve. And I think that that's a lot of women is a challenge because they don't believe that they really deserve the love that they want. And the last step is K, which is knowing that love is there for you. And this is about developing your intuition and recognizing or knowing that your ideal partner, the person you're looking for, is actually looking for you too. And it's feeling confident and trusting that as things line up, that you're going to meet that ideal person for you. So those are the 5 steps in the process.
Amazing. And this, you came up with this yourself through your work?
I did, yes. Yeah, it really pulls together all of the things that I have found to be the most powerful tools and techniques over the last, I'd say, 10 years. It's just kind of boiled down into this process.
Amazing. Really, truly.
Thank you.
I love it. So we're going to, I think it's great. We're going to break it down further because before we talked, I had some things that I was thinking about. It seems like I'm more on the side of the ending part of it. So I really want to dive a little bit deeper into that. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss more about your steps in the process and how we could really open ourselves up a little bit more into it and explore it further.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Okay. Ooh, all right. This has been so much fun so far. I'm already loving it, and I hope you are as well. So I wanted to just take a moment to talk a little bit about Life Coach Radio Network in general, which you're listening to right now. Life Coach Radio Network has been around for almost 2 years now, and It started with just this network, and it's grown into the Life Coach Chat Channel and the Life Coach International Network. It's comprised of all different life coaches and holistic practitioners like myself, and it's all for us to come together as coaches to give you something in a new way, in another platform. And the great thing is there's such a big variety of coaches and things that they have to say and talk about, so you can always find something that is unique to your aesthetic. And the great thing is that if you can't ever make a show live, we always have them available as recordings through Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes through the Life, or I'm sorry, if you go on iTunes to the Life Coach Radio Network, you can find all of our shows. So a little bit about some of our upcoming shows. On Friday, we're in August, Friday, August 22nd, we're going to have Nika Anon, who is going to be interviewing Leon Vanderpool, who is also a transformational coach. And he believes that love is the fabric of the universe. They're going to talk a little bit about his process of profound inner transformation and how it can be sometimes a place of uncertainty, but how you can use that to really grow into something deeper and to really find a whole new way of existing. They're going to get into that on Friday, August 22nd. We also have coming up on the Life Coach Chat Channel tomorrow, we have a show at noon. Kim Rivera is leading it up with Barb Hetzel and Deborah Mathis, and they're going to talk about being who you are no matter where you are, and that's on the Life Coach Chat Channel. So as you can see, we have a lot of different people that come on, a lot of different ideas, always something new to learn, always another platform to grow. And if you're interested in joining, we'd love to have you as well. If you're in the life coach industry or something of that nature, feel free to shoot us an email at info@lifecoachradionetwork.com, and you'll be in touch with me. I'm in charge of recruiting. So I would love to talk to you more about potentially being on the network. And as always, you can go to our main page, lifecoachradionetwork.com. and explore more. And one other brief shout-out to our sponsor for tonight, Audible. Audible.com is a great resource. I can't praise it enough. I've been using it for a few months now. Living in the city, it's not always easy to read a book on the go. And in this case, I can. You know, whether I'm on the subway or I'm walking somewhere, I can just, you know, put in my headphones and I'm listening to a book. And it's just amazing. And we have a free trial going on right now. If you go to audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you can get a free 30-day trial. So I definitely recommend it. I love it. I was listening to it today. So anyway, with that, we're going to get back into the show. We've been talking with Angela Wilkinson, the goddess next door, all about how to receive love, how to open yourself up. And the beautiful thing is that it doesn't mean that you have to go on a witch hunt of sorts to find your soulmate, per se. It's really all about learning how to take care of yourself first, acknowledge yourself, understand your own worth, take the time to honor who you are and what you want, and start to enjoy your life, create the life that you love, and with that, in turn, the love of a man or a partner will come forth as well. And so we've been kind of talking about that, getting a little bit into the law of attraction, how to manifest what it is that you want, learning how to work with your confidence when it comes to dating, and also this idea of, you know, being able to receive, being able to be vulnerable, being able to surrender and being okay with asking for what is it you want, for being, you know, again, vulnerable, for letting yourself receive, letting yourself be in a position where you have to receive what you need from him and then let him or her give that to you. So we're going to get a little bit into that more. And just Angela just told us about her Spark program. And so with that, I want to bring her back on. Hey, Angela.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey. All right. So we've had an awesome first half of the show. It's been really, really fun for me. So I'm like, I need more. So I really want to talk, you just led us through the whole Spark program that you do, mm-hmm. and it really does feel like, to me, the process of in a new way, in a kind of different way, of getting yourself into a relationship that you not only desire, but that is truly aligned for you. So I'd love to talk a little bit more about setting the idea. Well, I'm trying to think. I'm like, there's so much I want to talk about. I guess what I'm really feeling right now is starting to get into that idea of the intuition part of it, to learn how to align with your own intuition to really understand what it is that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so with your intuition, you know, so many, especially in Manhattan and in larger cities, I know your intuition is like, sounds like it's invisible pretty much. But you really have to create that space for yourself to tap into that wise part of yourself, because it's so easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle and all of the ideas of who you're supposed to be and who you're supposed to be with and all of that. So first getting quiet, whether that's through meditation or journaling or, you know, just creating that space for yourself to get clear and give yourself permission to want what it is you truly want. And I think that, you know, that permission piece, depending on who you've been around and where you've been in your life, often we can get these mixed messages of who you should or should not be with. And so I think tapping into that part of yourself that knows who's right for you and allowing that to be okay. And so getting clear on who that person is and what that relationship is like. So that is like the first piece when it comes to getting that clarity and being able to let your intuition guide you to that person.
Yes. Oh, I love it. So I just wrote it in the chat room now. Intuition is tapping into that wise part of yourself. It's like, yeah, mm-hmm. like I have my own little inner guru. We forget that. And especially when things, like when things come up that we really want, usually the first thing we do is we ask other people. We ask for their advice.
Right.
Even if we think of an idea, we don't have the strength sometimes to just go with it. We need further validation. And so your intuition can be that further validation instead of always kind of getting lost and asking other people. And it might get you further away from where you started, and it might get you more confused. And so I like that you just said, you can give yourself permission. And you can say that it's okay because this is what I have chosen, and not get lost in the should or shouldn't or yes or no or what are they going to think and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with that, though, another thing that came up, though, when you said this, the whole idea of receiving love and feeling like we deserve it. We get so guilty sometimes, or we get like weird, like who am I to get everything I want? Who am I to find the man or woman or, you know, of my dreams? You know, it becomes so far-fetched that when it actually comes our way, we don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it can scare us too. It's like if we do meet someone that is in alignment, if we're not ready, then yeah, we could sabotage it because it may feel too vulnerable, or like you say, we don't believe we deserve it, and so we sabotage that even if that's what we truly want. So yeah, it's definitely that piece about deservability is a journey in recognizing that you are a unique person, and that the person that is right for you, you are going to be, like I said, their ideal partner. And your flaws, or what we consider to be our flaws, or the quirks, or the little oddities about us, they're going to appreciate. And so we want to appreciate or learn how to appreciate those things about ourselves, because often we pick ourselves apart. We're the worst critic on ourselves. And one way to really help speed up the process of attracting this person is is allowing yourself to be authentic and allowing yourself to appreciate yourself for who it is you are.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when you were talking, I'm thinking, like, get into the practice of self-appreciation. And the more you can do that, the more you can feel comfortable. I always tell my listeners, it's all about becoming your own best friend. And so I think it applies to this. If you can become your own best friend, you can find then the best friend in, you know, your lover and in a partner.
Yeah. Well, I think let's just take it up a notch and say, be your own best lover.
Ooh. Oh, I like it. That's spicy.
Yeah.
Oh, that does take it up a level. You know, I like it. Because it's interesting. I was actually just telling my friend earlier today, I was like, well, I have such an easy time finding friends. Like, I don't ever have a problem, you know, kind of finding a social situation or if I need someone to hang out with or someone to call. I have, and in a beautiful way, I have a great resource of friends. I have a lot of individuals that are really just my true, you know, pack, if you will, my tribe. And if I want to make new friends for some reason, I could. And now that you said that, it's kind of like, well, if I'm always saying I'm my own best friend and I keep attracting friends, then yeah, maybe I need to start being my own best lover so I can attract some better lovers.
There you go. Sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one. I like that. So
yeah,
because, I think that's
good
for anyone that, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it goes back to really honoring who you are. And because all through our lives, there's often things that we try to change about ourselves and masks that we cover ourselves or we guard ourselves with these walls or these personas and who we think other people want us to be. And, you know, being in a true authentic relationship is peeling away those layers, letting those layers go so you can show who you truly are. And the more you can honor and appreciate and love yourself for that, then the more that's going to be reflected to you through the people that you attract into your life. You know, that's a great way to see kind of where you're at with that, how, you know, in terms of how much am I loving myself. You can take a look at who you attract in as a lover and how much are they loving and respecting you. So that's a great way to see how you're feeling about yourself. Now, that might not be comfortable to look at, but, you know, it's just a starting point. So it's not about judging yourself. It's about taking a look and getting real and saying, you know what, I'm not really liking these people that I'm attracting in. Maybe they're emotionally unavailable. They can't really give me what it is that I'm wanting or needing. And, you know, I have to take a look at, well, what is that reflecting back to me? Maybe I'm not being authentic. Maybe I'm not emotionally available. And maybe I have a guard up. So taking a look, I mean, really, our people that we attract in really can give us a lot of insight into our own self and what's going on inside.
Yeah. It's so true. And I find that a lot of times what happens is people just want to be in a relationship so badly, or they're just happy to have something, that they're not really looking at why it isn't working. And this is a really, it's amazing that the reason why it might not be working is because you are just attracting the things that, I hate to say, aren't working within yourself, but aren't what you would want in another person, at least.
Right. Yeah. And you know, we can look at the other person and say, oh, I don't like this about this person, and so on and so forth, but, you know, that's also a great reflection to look at those parts of ourselves that we don't like.
Yeah, so, definitely. Yeah, so let's say for people that are listening that are in a relationship right now, and let's say they're kind of starting to resonate with some of this, you know, maybe the relationship is one that's a little bit more casual, maybe they want it to be more, or maybe it just isn't working, you know, he is emotionally unavailable, or, you know, like he keeps saying, like, yeah, I do want to get married, but doesn't really seem to be putting in any effort otherwise. What do you recommend that they do next? Do you believe that they should just start doing more self-reflection and see where they want to go from there? Or what would you recommend?
Yeah, you know, maybe putting a little distance between, like, emotionally, creating a little bit of space so you can get a more objective point of view. I know that's hard when you're in a relationship and you want to be in a relationship really badly. But, you know, if you want to have that long-term, really authentic relationship, then, you know, taking a step back and assessing where you're at, assessing maybe, you know, what it's been like up until now. Has this person been saying things and then following through, or are they not? And if they're not, then getting really clear on, you know, is this something I'm going to tolerate? Is this okay with me? And if not, then start moving maybe away from that relationship and reengaging more with your own, yeah, like you say, that in introspection and looking at, you know, what this is where I'm at now, where is it that I'd like to go, and what do I need to do for myself personally to attract that person that's really right for me? You know, because it's not about the other person. The other person will show up when you're ready. It's about looking inward and doing what you need to do for your own personal self to get to that place that you're going to attract this person you're looking for.
Yes. Again, it's resonating with me. I'm having the moments. so it is, and it's interesting because when you were talking, I was thinking, well, this is one of the scariest things that you can do, pulling away from someone that you do care about, even if you are assessing and seeing the patterns, noticing they're not giving you what you need, reflecting back on what you're doing and saying, hey, we're really just misaligned here. It's not a reflection. Like, we're both just on completely different levels. So to take that step and walk away is really scary, but knowing that you could be opening the space for something that's truly aligned with you is so much more powerful. It really is.
Yeah. Well, and that's why it's so important to have someone with an objective point of view to help you and help support you, because it is difficult. And you do you do doubt yourself and you start to wonder, oh, well, maybe I'm just making things up, or maybe I'm asking for too much. And so having someone that can be there and help, you know, not tell you what to do, but help guide you and say, you know what, let me reflect this back to you. You know, I know you say that this is what you're looking for, and is this what you're receiving? Is this what you're getting in this relationship? And then if not, it's how that person can help support you and help give you very specific things to make that process so much easier and less painful. Because, it can be scary, it can be painful, and, you know, you don't have to go through that, you know? It doesn't have to be so hard.
No, I agree with you. And especially, you know, I think what happens a lot is somebody will take the steps, they'll walk away, they'll get out of the relationship, but then they're not strong enough to keep going, and they wind up falling back. And so having someone to help you through the process, the transitional process, and stay with you and not let your ego kind of start to reframe your relationship, oh, it wasn't so bad, or, you know, maybe I was wrong, and kind of all that second guessing can help eliminate that.
Exactly. Yeah, and the more you can go through that process, the more strength you build inside, the more confidence you have with yourself. And then you start to see, you know what? I deserve more than this. I deserve someone to treat me treat me special, to treat me and honor me and respect me and, you know, so on and so forth, whatever it is you're looking for. You know, whatever it is you want, you can have. But it takes the work, and it takes the determination not to settle. And so, it's a process.
Yeah, absolutely. I like how you keep kind of bringing it back all together, because once you do, can walk away from something that's not working, it does build your strength, it does build your confidence, and then in that space of confidence, like you were saying earlier, you can really use to apply to your self-care, apply to, not settling and continuing to move forward and raise the bar that is in alignment with what you do deserve and, where you are special and where, it can come together, but having the confidence and the strength and the courage to stick with it and to know that you're not going to drop back down.
Yeah, and one of the magical things about letting go of your own limiting beliefs or the old patterns, that once those are shifted, you attract in a whole nother level of person. It just increases, like the person you will start attracting is at a whole nother caliber. And so that is just like, it's a natural process. It happens. So it's not that you have to try to find someone better or someone better aligned to you. It just naturally happens because that's who you will now attract.
Yeah, and that's so much more fun. That's exciting.
Yeah.
When you say you don't have to try, it'll just, you can, that's exciting. That's fun. And it's like, yeah, and it makes whatever you went through totally seemed worth it because you're going to be, it's just going to be in vibration with you and then jiving with you. I really like that.
Right.
So that was like really amazing. I just loved all that came from that piece of it. And, just again, the whole idea of knowing and deserving. And I love what you said when you're talking about the steps. The last one, knowing love is there for you. He's looking for you too. And just be confident. And so I guess that's sometimes I think women can get to a space, and again, I can only speak for women, get to a space where they do start to believe that they deserve it and that they want it and they don't give up. And I think they just start to lose sight, though, it's almost hard for them to wrap their head around that there is a man that could want that too, because they've never experienced it before. Like maybe they've never felt a man or rather been in a relationship where he really was in it for her just as much. And so that feels unknown. And so they almost feel like they don't exactly know what they're looking for. Have you seen that before?
Well, here's the thing. You grow into it. And when you let that other stuff go, the stuff that's not really who you are, it's like it just feels so natural. It's hard to explain. I'm having a little hard time with the words. But when you attract that person in, if they're in alignment, it flows. It's not hard. It's not a struggle. And it feels natural. And, if things are hard and you're working to make it work, or you're trying to get your partner to do something that they don't want to do, or something's just not working, then there's something out of alignment. And you can shift that by doing your own work. That doesn't mean that person's going to be continuing to be in this relationship with you. But bottom line is I don't want you to be in the wrong relationship or with the wrong partner for any longer than you need to be. Because the more time you spend with the wrong person or in the wrong relationship is the less time you're going to be with the right person. So,
right.
It's a process. It shifts naturally. And when you don't, haven't experienced it, it's hard to understand or hard to believe maybe. But it's kind of like you think of those synchronistic situations, events that just happen easily. You run into someone you've been thinking about. It's kind of like that. It seems like out of the blue, maybe you've been thinking about your friend earlier in the day, and then you come across them at the Starbucks or something. So it's just like those encounters that just happen naturally. Just happens so easily. And that's how easy it can be.
I love it. You just described, you summed it up perfectly. So you didn't have the words, you had more than that. So beautifully said. Yeah. And it's just, it can happen so easily if you just let it happen. If you just, stop fighting what you want the most. Stop being afraid of what you want the most and start to just get over it and know you deserve it and know that you are so special and know that your partner, and don't deny your partner of you. Don't let their partner that's out there looking for you wait any longer either. Maybe they don't want to be in a long-distance relationship with you anymore. It's time to come together.
That's right. Yeah. Definitely.
Awesome.
Let the magic happen.
Yeah. Magic in action. That's what I say. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, I can't believe, so we've already kind of flown through the whole show. We've reached the end, and you've really just been amazing with really breaking down how, because at the beginning of the show I said, you really work with bringing in the law of attraction. Not a lot of people, some people that listen to my show understand it, some people are a little unsure. We might have some new listeners that are completely new to it, and I think you brought it into the world of dating in a really understandable way and gave a really great preview and a taste of what it's like to use this method and how to bring it into your everyday. So I really appreciate the way that you were able to break it down, and clearly you know what you're talking about. So so thank you for that.
My pleasure, yeah. I love talking about this stuff.
So with that, just to end, if you have any other final thoughts or any additional wisdom that you wanted to share, I'd love for you to do that now, and then also let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you, anything else that you have coming up, and whatever else you'd like to spread.
Yeah, so I would say love yourself, get out of the way, and the rest will happen naturally. And letting go of that struggle, ladies, I know is really challenging. It feels hard. I've been there. Walked that path, and I would love to help you because I know how scary it can be, how frustrating, or how challenging it can feel. So, and my website is thegoddessnextdoor.com, and I do have a Love Spark program starting here in a couple weeks. And what we do is we take 5 weeks to go through each of those steps I was talking about earlier. And I give you very practical techniques and tools to use to walk through that process. We also have group coaching calls. And this time I actually have Bertrand Dory, who is another life coach, and he is going to be joining us for the male perspective for one of our calls. So that's going to be super exciting. So it's coming up, and all the information is on the website, thegoddessnextdoor.com. So I would love to have you ladies join me.
Beautiful. Well, thank you again so much. So exciting, everything that you have going on. And, again, just thank you so much for taking the time to come on. And I know that we'll be in touch soon.
Yeah, well, thanks, Danielle. I had so much fun. I love talking with you.
Oh, thank you. All right, we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, Angela. Thank you. Oh, my God, she was amazing. I loved it. I love, it's like, give me all the things that, like, get me really jazzed up, like law of attraction, dating, how we relate with one another, how we relate with ourselves, how we can build our confidence, how we can manifest more of what it is that we want and just get out of our own way. So it was great to have all that come to life through the show tonight. So beautiful. So again, thank you to Angela, our beautiful goddess next door, for enlightening us with her gems of knowledge about love. So hope you guys enjoyed tonight's program. I'm on the first and third Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio on the Life Coach Radio Network. You can get in touch with me through my website, newyoucitycoaching.com. Like I said earlier in the show, I'm giving out goddess card readings. So if you want to find out the goddess that is within you that can help guide you when you're feeling a little bit stuck, as Angela has said, that wise person inside of you, This deck is a really cool deck to bring out your inner goddess, get to know a little bit more about your inner passions, your desires, and maybe even answer a question of where you can go next. So send me an email if you want one, danielle@daniellemercurio.com, and I'd be happy to do that for you. And in the meantime, yeah, check out, like I said, my website. I'm on every social media platform there is. Just look up New You City, and you'll find me. And until the next show, just, keep going. Keep dreaming, and just keep staying open to the possibilities. Good night, everyone, and thank you.